Hey, good afternoon, guys. Glad that you could join me just for a quick video here on this beautiful afternoon that we have here. I'm out at my friend's house. David and Melissa Trawick are out here with our kids, and we're just having a good time out here. And I wanted to take the time to give you a little bit of encouragement, and also want to talk a little bit, just kind of reiterate and touch on what I spoke on this past Sunday. I felt like it was a topic that really spoke to me in the fact of just helping me to remember and to always remember and know that I want to be good ground. So out here, I'm looking at some of their beautiful landscape. I'll show you this. It's some azaleas. And at our house, we have lots and lots of azaleas. And the azaleas take a long time to really put forth the blooms that you want to see, and they only bloom, a lot of them only bloom once a year. You can buy some that bloom twice a year, but that good ground, you've got to keep the weeds pulled out. I got a bug flying around me here. You've got to maintain. There's some maintenance that has to happen there. And I remember years ago, my dad preached a sermon that was entitled, "How Does Your Garden Grow?" And I thought that was a really good thought. Even back then, as a young man, I thought, man, that's something good. We as men, we need to know this. So on that good ground, Luke 8:15, we preached from that this past Sunday. Luke 8:15, it talked about the good ground stands for those with a good or a noble and a good heart, those who hear the word and then they also retain it. So, man, it's very important that you hear the word of God, you pay attention, you get the word, and then you need to retain that word and be able to call upon it and have it whenever you need it, because the enemy will come against you. And when the enemy comes against you, you need to be able to quote scripture. You need to be able to say things back to the enemy and really get aggressive back with him and throw that punch back at him. In a sense, you know, with your words, it's powerful what you tell the devil. And you know, last Sunday night we got together and we prayed at the church and just took a moment to really think about why we were there and what we were doing there, not to just go to a prayer meeting and just sit there. I said, guys, we need to say sometimes aggressively with our words, "You shall not." And I declare and I proclaim just certain words that have power, like may I be blessed. May my children be blessed. May my children be blessed and walk in the Lord and with the Lord. And it just matters what we say. So speaking again on that good ground, the good ground represents a noble and a good heart, those who hear the word and retain it. But then the last part, it says that you persevere, and after persevering, produce a crop. I would say that the first crop that you need to work on, men, is your family. If you've got children that are not living for the Lord, or they're lost and they've lost their way, go after your kids. Go after them. Don't give up on them. I don't care if they're 30 years old. You go after those children, those babies. Those are your babies. And God never intended for us to lose our children while we are successful and productive in other areas. I have heard of pastors that have lost their children. I have heard of, I can't say any names on here, but my mind immediately goes to a person that I know right now who is extremely wealthy and lost, to death, two sons, and, such a tragic story. And, you know, looking back, it's such a sad story. Men, I don't want any of us to have a sad story. I want you all to have the most amazing comebacks And for those of you who are younger and you don't even have children, I pray that God would light a fire in you and stir you up so much that you would never even have this issue that some men have where we're trying to make amends and maybe patch up bridges that have been burned and trying to restore love that's been lost and things like that. If you're a young man and you're an uncommitted man, the Facebook group, never even let it get to that point. Never, ever, ever. You fight for your family. And for those of you who don't have a relationship with your children, go after them. Go after them. Don't let the enemy steal your children and make you to believe a lie that, okay, well, now they're 30 or 40 years old, whatever their age, and just give up. It'll never work. It will work, and God can restore those things. So you persevere, and that crop, your children, you know, let's start with our children. I don't care what their age is. And from there, it grows and it spreads. So from there, your friends, your family, your coworkers, you need to be producing fruit. The fruit matters. So I'm looking out here at this field, and there's a lot out here. There's a lot of things being produced over there in that wood line. You know, in that wood line, there's pretty trees. There's also some thorns, and what I call in East Texas, we call them wait a minute vines. You're going through the woods and they grab your arm. It's like, wait a minute. So make sure that you're not just the type of man that someone says, do you produce? Oh yeah, I produce. I produce a lot. I mean, it matters. It matters. If you're good ground, you're going to produce good fruit. So look at the fruit. The Bible says that a good tree cannot produce bad fruit and vice versa. So men, be good ground, be a good tree, produce good fruit, put some strong roots down and really get rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Amen. God bless you, men. We love you very much. We pray that the Lord empowers you and strengthens you to be a committed man and to really reach a big area around you, your sphere of influence. Be a man of influence. Be a man that when people talk about and refer to, they think highly of. When your name comes up, someone says, that's a man of God. That's a man. That's an honorable man. That's a noble man with a good heart. Start there. And if you don't have that reputation, get it quick. Love you guys. God bless you.